Welcome, folks. Welcome to episode 13 of the Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast. This is the all music episode, a special episode of the podcast that is dedicated today to at poor Gurgi, who listened to 11 straight hours of the podcast as their crew drove across the country. And yes, they listened to every podcast we had. So we concocted this little scheme here for the All Music podcast, which just starts right on the beat and goes all the way through. At poor Gorgi, this one's for you. A lot of you have noticed that the podcast has been released every week recently. The past 5 episodes have been on a weekly 7-day clip. I'd really like to shout out Rich Steele, Kronk Mike, and the Osiris Podcast Network for making this possible. It has been a joy putting out a podcast every week. We are, however, going to change our frequency to something that fits. We are going to move to once every 2 weeks, every other Sunday. We like Sundays. We hope you do too. We just enjoy the creative perspective of the podcast that we have during the off week. And we don't want to lose out on all the great ideas and fun things that we think of during the week where we don't have to pump a podcast out. So this podcast is just beginning. We're feeling our way around here. We really want to thank everyone for listening. We want to thank everyone for using the Touchdowns All Day hashtag. We want to thank everyone for participating in our contests. And we really believe that every other Sunday release schedule is going to be the right amount of consistency for you guys, consistency for us, and space to do all the little pieces that we like to do to make a podcast episode special for y'all. You know, we do a lot of this in my studio. It's only a couple people working on this podcast. It's a small team. And we like a lot of free time to mix it up and get creative. And you guys are here doing that with us, aren't you? So we're going to switch to every other Sunday. And we hope you guys will stay tuned and enjoy continual Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcasts. For the foreseeable future, we have really some great podcasts coming up. We have an Aaron Magner podcast coming in the near future. We have a Tom Marshall, lyricist of Phish. We have a podcast with him coming in the near future. So the force is strong in this one, folks. Tell a friend, subscribe, listen to it on Spotify every once in a while, just for fun. We're making something serious here, we're making something special here, and we're making something fun. And we're all doing that together, aren't we? And I can prove it to you right now. We had close to 100 entries to the podcast catchphrase contest sponsored by Live Nation. The prize was 2 or 4 tickets. It was pretty loose to any of Live Nation's Fillmore programming in Philadelphia. A lot of great shows on there. Everything from Star Kitchen and Humphreys McGee to Nick Kroll to Snarky Puppy. Just so many things. I can't even run through everybody. Alabama Shakes was on there. It was just very cool list. And we did have one winner of the first time. We announced him already. And then we have two more winners, but we're actually going to have a third winner because there were so many entries, and the entries were all so great. I like this jam. I like this jam's going. The entries were so great that we just decided, hey, let's give away some tickets. So, I just want to listen to this for a second. epic orc theme. Really crazy soundscapes at the end there. A lot of just strange, mashed up, technical sounding. Very interesting stuff. 12/27/2008. This is from the PlayStation Theater. We're going to do some jams all fall long from the PlayStation Theater. Rich Steele has picked out a bunch of stuff from there. And we're going to celebrate the PlayStation Theater because we're closing it down. We're closing it down over New Year's. All right, the All Music Show. So let me just say real quick, the contest winners. We got three contest winners. One is Touchdowns All Day with John Barber podcast, the podcast that we too shiny for that. That's Michael Kernan. The podcast that shreds harder than Barber in a bathrobe. That's Nicole St. Jones. And the only podcast that is not about fantasy football, ironically, at Joe Rourke 3238. You guys win the free tickets. And that's what we're just so good at giving away tickets on this show. It's unbelievable. All music, all the time. $327.99 Magellan Jam, according to Rich Steele. He says he's never met a Biscuit fan who doesn't love this Magellan. Huh. I'm curious with a lead in like that. Sounds jazzy. Thank you. The old 12 times around Magellan ending. It kind of sounds like, I don't know, the way my voice sounds there, feels a little bit like I'm almost rapping the ending. I kind of like it. It's a good way, less sing-songy, may like more like mafia street corner type of vibe, like one with the raging wind, you know. It was live. It was live on the highest tides. It'll find a mountain. It'll ride it to the sky. Don't worry. It's one with the raging wind. It's fine. It's alive on the highest tides. It's so good. I'm telling you, the ship is sailed. Find the mountain. And he'll take that to the sky. I tell you right now. You know this. You and I both know this together. At the same time, we know this. You look at me, I look at you. You know this. All right, there we go. That was the rejected Christopher Walken version of Magellan. We chose the more sing-songy version for the show. I would just like to send a message out to @seagroves_fsam. I'd just like to let you know, Sam. I guess your name is Sam, @seagrovesf. I've never eaten a Taco Bell. He was hoping that me and Magner went to get Taco Bell after our interview. We pre-gamed the coffee picture, and I guess he thought post-game was a Taco Bell. Was not. I've never eaten a Taco Bell, seriously. And I don't know why. I just never eaten a Taco Bell. There's certain things in life you just got to say no to. It looks delicious, though. I got to say, the burrito with the cheese and then the more burrito. Wow, that looks good. It photographs well, at least. I do feel like maybe I'm missing out on something. To thank Christy Lunapiena and Custom Smiles for the super cool Touchdowns Hall Day mug. So right now it's Friday, it's 12:19, and a lot of y'all are probably not even home waiting for the next episode of the podcast. You're at the Ardmore Music Hall right now listening to Spaga Band. So we're going to listen to Spaga Band ourselves. This is Resurrection. And this is Spaga Band. Aaron Magner on the podcast. Coming soon. Hard-hitting journalism. I love this part this way.
Thank you.
Matt Scarano on drums, Jason Fraticelli on bass, and of course, Aaron Magner on piano. That is Spaga Band. And I like the way they do Resurrection. I really like the way they bring it to that middle part. I love the ending there. His drums are fantastic. Fraticelli killed it. It's really great. Magner plays those melodies beautifully. It's a great version. Great stuff, guys. Here is Tricycle 42. The All Music Episode. This is 2008, 1227. Same show as earlier. PlayStation Theater. Closing it down on New Year's. Serious drop there, serious turnaround. Jam was all light and fluffy a second ago, and now it's serious. Seems like somebody pressed the Nine Inch Nails button with all those big electric tom sounds. I like this. This is a tone. Whoa, 42 transition out of nowhere. You know, I've been listening to a lot of early late 90s Biscuits recently, and this is some 2008 PlayStation Theater Biscuits, and it does sound like two totally different bands to me. What a difference 9 years makes. It's another 9 years or so from then. You know, from that 2008 through 2010 period, let's say. We're another 9 years in now. And guess what? Disco Biscuits have a winter tour. 2000, 2000, I think is how you say it. Winter tour, Disco Biscuits. November 14th, November 15th. We're playing at the Roxian Theater in McKees Rock, Pennsylvania. November 16, November 17 at the National, Richmond, Virginia. November 20, November 21 at the Higher Ground in Burlington. November 22, November 23 at the SI Hall in Syracuse. That's November. That is 8 shows in November. And then in December, 12-11-12-12, a little Florida tour, House of Blues in Orlando, Janice Landing in St. Petersburg. 12-13-12-14, Revolution, Fort Lauderdale. Revolution Outdoor Venue. Great place to see a December show. Great place to see a Disco Biscuit show if you're going to do a vacation in Florida. Make it 12-11 to 12-14 and come see the band play a couple smaller club shows that are going to be great. Then we have the big week at the PlayStation Theater, closing it down 12-27 through 12-31, skipping 12-29 for dumplings. PlayStation Theater, New York City. Closing her down. We've sold that place out more than anybody else. We've played it more than anybody else. And it is fitting that we close her down. It's been fun. Then we have some January dates. January 2, 3, 4 at the Riviera Theater in Chicago, Illinois. Those shows are going to be great. I love playing the Riv. And then the 15, 16, 17, and 18, we're playing on 15. The Ritz in Raleigh, North Carolina. 16, 17, 18, we're playing the Fillmore in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then the Fillmore in Silver Springs, Maryland, and the Fillmore again in Silver Springs, Maryland. So it's two nights at the Fillmore, Silver Springs, Maryland, and the night before that is the Fillmore in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we haven't been to North Carolina in maybe a year or something, maybe two. We haven't been to Charlotte in a minute. There are some people who are upset that their city isn't on this list. People in Boston, people in Buffalo, people in Nashville, people in Asheville, people all over California, people in Atlanta, and even some people in Wilmington, North Carolina. Some grumpers, and I get it. I get it. This is the first announced. You want to be on that list. We've taken a note of all those places. Noted. And thank you all for reaching out to us and letting us know you want us to come to your city. It helps us choose. It's not, there's not that much science behind it. You just say, come to our city, and we say, hey, okay. And then they call us and they say, where do you want to play? And we say, I don't know. This guy said, come to Nashville. And then, hey, the whole operation Kin Kabuto goes to Nashville. So this was episode 13. It was a short week. This week we had Drew's wedding. We had Labor Day. We still are hitting. We're still hitting our every week. We're going to go to every other week because we want the podcast to be chilling. And that's what's going to happen. We love bringing it to you guys. We love the fact that y'all listen. Tell a friend. Aspen Grove Tea will be our sponsor for the next episode. We're not doing a sponsor today. It's a shorter episode. It's the all music episode. Aspen Grove Tea will be back next week for the episode 14. Awesomeness. By the way, we are out of sponsors, so if you want to sponsor the Touchdowns All Day podcast, now's your chance.
Play mass communicate.